In the realm of addressing alcohol use disorders, two approaches have garnered significant attention: monthly Vivitrol injections and the Sinclair method using oral naltrexone tablets. But which one is the best choice? Let's explore these options to help you understand their differences and potential benefits. To begin with, Vivitrol injections offer a once-monthly solution for those aiming to abstain from alcohol completely. This method involves receiving a shot that releases medication gradually over time. On the other hand, the Sinclair method employs oral naltrexone tablets taken before drinking, targeting the reduction of alcohol consumption rather than complete abstinence. Interestingly, both approaches utilize the same medication, naltrexone. However, the key distinction lies in how it's administered and the intended outcome. Vivitrol might be more suitable for individuals committed to avoiding alcohol altogether. In contrast, the Sinclair method could be a better fit for those looking to significantly cut back on their drinking while still allowing for occasional, minimal consumption. Moving on to the effectiveness of these treatments, it's important to note that both have shown promising results in helping people manage their relationship with alcohol. Nevertheless, the choice between the two often depends on personal circumstances and goals. For instance, someone who struggles with consistently taking daily medication might find the monthly Vivitrol injection more manageable. Furthermore, it's worth mentioning the concept of gray area drinking. This term refers to a pattern of alcohol consumption that falls between moderate use and severe alcohol use disorder. Many individuals in this category might not recognize their drinking as problematic, yet they could still benefit from interventions like Vivitrol or the Sinclair method. Additionally, we can't overlook the issue of excessive drinking on college campuses. Peer pressure often leads to dangerous binge drinking behaviors among students. In such environments, having access to treatments like Vivitrol or the Sinclair method could provide valuable support for those looking to change their drinking habits. When considering these options, it's crucial to remember that both Vivitrol and the Sinclair method can be viewed as forms of harm reduction. They aim to lessen the negative impacts of alcohol use, whether through complete abstinence or controlled, reduced consumption. To illustrate the differences, let's consider two hypothetical scenarios. First, imagine someone who has struggled with severe alcohol dependence and wants to quit drinking entirely. For them, the structure of monthly Vivitrol injections might provide the consistent support needed to maintain sobriety. On the flip side, picture an individual who enjoys social drinking but wants to cut back significantly. This person might prefer the flexibility of the Sinclair method, allowing them to take naltrexone before occasions where they might drink, such as holiday gatherings or family events. In conclusion, both Vivitrol injections and the Sinclair method offer valuable tools in the fight against alcohol use disorders. While they work differently, each has its place in treatment plans tailored to individual needs and goals. Whether someone aims for complete abstinence or controlled reduction, these approaches provide options that can lead to healthier relationships with alcohol. Ultimately, the best choice depends on the individual's specific situation, preferences, and objectives. By understanding these options, people can make informed decisions about their path to recovery or moderation. Remember, seeking help is a sign of strength, and with the right support and tools, positive change is possible.